Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether states can continue to count late-arriving mail ballots. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Justices took up an appeal from Mississippi after the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that the state law allowing properly postmarked ballots that arrive shortly after Election Day to be counted violated federal law. Mississippi is among 18 states and the District of Columbia that accept such ballots. President Trump strongly opposes those late-arriving ballots. The case will be argued in the late winter or early spring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a recall of infant baby formula.
Baby formula manufacturer ByHeart has recalled all of its products sold nationwide. That comes days after some batches were recalled during an expanding outbreak of infant botulism. State and federal health officials say at least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak since August, and more cases are pending. All of the infants were hospitalized after consuming ByHeart formula. Parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should immediately stop using it and get rid of the product. Babies with symptoms of infant botulism need immediate medical care. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The southeastern U.S. has plunged into record low temperatures, affecting 18 million people under a freeze warning across Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. The cold spell moved from the northern plains and brought an abrupt transition to wintry temperatures. Some daily records were shattered, including a low of 28 degrees in Jacksonville, Florida. In Florida, temperatures led to a falling iguana advisory as iguanas froze into survival mode and fell from trees. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 559 points. This is SRN News. New York's next mayor is more than just a socialist.
Much has been made of Zoran Mamdani's radical economic plans and criticism of Israel, but on social issues, he is in step with the mainstream Democratic Party. Mamdani says he will establish an office of LGBT affairs in the city and will provide $65 million in taxpayer cash to provide children with sex change operations and hormone therapy. He is also vowing to go after pro-life pregnancy centers in New York and double taxpayer funding of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Florida's Attorney General filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood, arguing the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest legal challenge aimed at the drugs, which are now the most common way to terminate a pregnancy. Pro-life advocates have targeted the pills in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Stocks finished mostly higher.
Stocks mostly rose on Wall Street, pulling the market back to where it was before its rocky ride last week. The S&P 500 added 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rallied 559 points. The Dow reached another record, beating the all-time high it set 2 weeks ago. The NASDAQ Composite lagged the market with a drop of 0.3%, as investors worry that stocks caught up in the artificial intelligence frenzy may have gotten too expensive. NVIDIA fell 3%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A power struggle over Nexperia, a Chinese-owned Dutch semiconductor maker, is impacting global auto production. The Dutch government has taken control of Nexperia, citing national security concerns. A Honda factory in Mexico has already been affected, temporarily shutting down. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.